Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Prime Time from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, if you're joining us for the first time. And I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage, the Intel Edge you need to succeed. That's what the Ashton team offers you. Trust the real estate team that your favorite teams trust. Go to GaryAshton.com. Superbook Sports, download it today and get in on all the action. Basketball moving quickly, only so much time remaining to bet on college basketball. You can do so at superbook.com. TrueMathFitness.com is where you go for your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident and to find out about all their great membership options as you try to get into shape, to get your fitness journey started, to get in better shape, or just accomplish your next fitness goal. Do so at TrueMathFitness.com. So, looking at a couple of things here, Robert. It doesn't look like the YouTube situation is working at this point. So maybe the YouTube audience will join us a little later on. But in the meantime, we have some discussions to have around Rand Carthon having met with the media. Really, Jim Wyatt, it seems like, is out there in Phoenix for the first time for owners' meetings. And for the first time since signing the free agent class, for the first time since the combine, which of course was at the end of February into the beginning of this month of March. So with all the Titans transactions that need to be made and the Titans transactions that have come to pass already, the question becomes, okay, what is the general manager? What's the explanation from the general manager about his strategy? What do we know about Rand Carthon? How does he see these players? We haven't heard from him at this point about it. And so Jimmy, I guess, caught up with him in the hotel lobby at some point. Of wherever it is that the NFL owners meetings are taking place in Phoenix this year, and was asking Rand about a couple of different things. You're going to hear the clip about Andre Dillard and specifically about the Titans' approach to free agency writ large here in just a second, right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is presented by Two Rivers Ford. Go to Two Rivers Ford for 2023 model year Fords. Two Rivers Ford always will go above and beyond. There's the YouTube audience. Two Rivers Ford will always go above and beyond to make sure that you have the best possible car buying experience. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So, looking at this situation and the moves that have been made, we've talked about them, you know, at great length over the course of the last, been about a week and a half, 2 weeks. At this stage and kind of what it tells us about the Titans' approach to free agency. Now, I think obviously there's still a lot of work yet to be done. So you can't make any sweeping indictments or assessments about what it is that this roster is going to be because the roster is still very, very much incomplete at this point. So what I would ask you, I guess, just as a larger, you know, 1,000-foot view question, what do you know about Rand Carthon after 2 months as the Titans general manager? You may not know anything. I'm generally curious about how you guys are receiving your GM and the moves that he's made at this point. I don't know if you guys have seen these quotes just yet, but we're gonna play them for you, courtesy of Jimmy Wyatt. What do you know about Rand Carthon after 2 months on the job as Titans GM? Looking at a lot of different moves that were made, again, two off-ball linebackers, two offensive linemen, a corner in Sean Murphy Bunting, and no wide receivers at this point, no pass catchers really to speak of. You've got Luke Gifford, Azeez Al-Shaair, and then Arden Key is the name that I was searching for in my head. I was trying to stall until I remembered it, a pass rusher to go along with the two off-ball linebackers. So those are the moves that have been made thus far. What does it tell us about Rand Carthon? He keeps trying to trade Henry away, says Big Dog. I think you guys are being dramatic about the Derrick Henry thing. If it makes you feel any better, the market's never been worse for Derrick Henry because now you couldn't get anybody to take him, even if you tried, unless it was going to be for a very, very low round draft pick. I think that Derrick Henry's, I think the worst possible thing that could have happened to the Titans is how badly Derrick Henry's market got diminished. Now, they can still move on from Kevin Byard, and maybe they're able to do it via trade, although I don't think the market for Kevin Byard has ever been worse at this point. Now, I'm not advocating for either of these trades one way or the other, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't, you know, doesn't make any difference to me what they end up doing. I do think it is in their best business interest to try and move Derek sooner rather than later while he's got value, but things like the Austin Eckler, you know, availability kneecap Derek's value. I think that with Byard, you know, it would be tough to trade Kevin Byard at this stage too, just because, you know, people have already made their signings. People have already spent their money largely. So to ask somebody to take on that kind of a cap hit with KB would be a big, it would not leverage out in the way that somebody like Kevin Byard would be worth trading. If you were to try to move on from him, and it seems like they're trying to figure out a situation where they either get him to take a pay cut and try and continue to negotiate that, or just flat release him, which would be really, really tough. Daddy Hot Drop says Zeke can't even find a home. It seems like he might sign with the Bengals, but that momentum has really, really slowed down. A to Z Sports Prime Time, before we let you hear from Rand Carthon, is presented by Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook app today and they'll match your first bet up to $1,000, win or lose. You will always have the best odds boost and promo bets in the Superbook app. Superbook.com is where you go for terms and conditions. If you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So what do we know about Rand Carthon at this point? He came into a mess. I think this is the best answer that I've seen so far. He came into a mess. It's going to take several years to fix. So I agree with half of that assessment. He did come into a mess, right? It is financially a mess. It is draft capital-wise a bit of a mess. Not a ton of picks to kind of take swings on players to reaccumulate bodies, because you just need healthy bodies on the roster at this point, and obviously better talent. But I don't think it takes several years to fix in today's NFL. In fact, like, there can't be, and this is, Robert, this is a good idea for us to do on the radio show at some point this week. I guess the idea of like how long it actually takes an NFL team to get off the ground, right? Because the Jags, it took a season. The Jags, it took competent coaching. The Jags made, you know, moves to spend a little more in free agency to kind of push them over a bit of a hump, and they did so well. They won a playoff game this year. They went from 2 wins and the worst team in football to a playoff team. So I don't think that several years to fix, I don't think you should let people off the hook that way in today's NFL. Now, I'll come, you know, if we're going to do this on radio, and we'll probably do this on radio at some point this week, I'll come with a couple of different examples of championship contenders, the Bucks, we'll throw the Jaguars in there as a more reachable example, right? The Rams and what they've done, and kind of some comparisons around different franchises and the moves that they've taken and made to be more competitive sooner rather than later. I think you kind of let these executives off the hook when you say, yeah, it's, you know, several years, a rebuild, you know, years plural, I don't necessarily agree with. I think that you can do a lot of work in 2 off seasons, right? I think you can get most teams turned around in about 2 off seasons. Now, you have to be good at your job, and we don't know necessarily how that's going to go with Rand Carthon. I have no idea. He could, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, things are smooth right now, but it's been 2 months on the job. So I think in listening to him to talk about specifically Andre Dillard, they're signing at left tackle, which is a very important position for this franchise, and also about kind of their approach to this year's free agency, you know, maybe you learn a little more since he's actually made some signings and acquired some players at this point.
Oh, with Andre, Andre is, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, is untapped potential. This was a guy, a former first-round pick, really athletic, and he just continues to get better. He just needed an opportunity. And I think the overall arching view of the guys that we all brought in, every guy has starter-level ability. They just haven't had the opportunity to be a full-time starter. And we kind of think about it, it's kind of how Vrabe's career you know, started. You know, he was a third round pick in Pittsburgh, never started in Pittsburgh. Then I got his opportunity in New England, and obviously the rest is the rest and how he became, you know, the great player that he became. And so each of these guys have log starts here and there, but they've never been full-time starters, and they're guys we believe in that can become starters in our league.
And is
so you hear him, you know, the amount of references that Rand Carthon makes to Mike Vrabel, just generally in his commentary, unprovoked, right? Now, you know, that's who he's working closest with, right? Mike. So, and Mike did have a successful NFL career, but it did take him a couple of years to get there. Special teams player in Pittsburgh primarily, and then got his opportunity in New England and won 3 Super Bowls as a result. Now, there's a lot of different things that come into play there. But I do think it's interesting how often Rand Carthon makes comparisons or references Mike Vrabel in some form or fashion. Now, maybe that's the kind of collaboration that Miss Amy Adams-Strunk is looking for. They're just going to keep talking about one another on a regular basis, although it does seem to happen more with Rand. David Fletcher says, did you see reports say Carthon has Simmons on block? I don't know what on block means. Is that on the trading block? Is that on the chopping block? Is that on what is the block? And no, nobody credible is reporting that, so I haven't seen anything like that. Not to, you know, outright dismiss it, David, but unless you when you come in here and say, did you see reports say something inflammatory that nobody else is talking about and clearly would have been brought up, and I'm not mad at you, David, I'm just saying, like, clearly nobody has mentioned Jeff Simmons being on the trading block today. I haven't seen any credible reporting about it, so I would ask you to cite your sources as opposed to just tossing in there, did you see reports say? No. What reports? Tell me specifically. Put a link in there, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, rather than just pulling your hair out needlessly over something that's probably not real. So let's continue the discussion here on A to Z Sports Primetime. What do we know about Rand Carthon? Well, I think that they are definitely committed to winning with value players. And they're going to try and maximize some guys who they think can do well with bigger opportunities. Now, you know, speaking of owners' meetings, I heard a similar line from Mike Vrabel about somebody like Jamarco Jones at owners' meetings last year. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have tremendous success right out the gate. Now, Jamarco Jones obviously had a lot of injuries here in Tennessee and did not ultimately materialize in ways that were credible or even remotely helpful. He wasn't available to play in a single game this year. But I think that with the kind of opportunity costs that they have to work with, these were the correct decisions to be made. Now, we'll talk about the lack of pass catchers because they don't have anything. They don't have anything that they've added at this point other than to retain NWI on a 1-year deal. NFL notifications is reporting that, Buck. I almost said a bad word. What is NFL notifications? Am I going to have to look this up in real time? I think if we are going to start citing, okay, it's got a check mark. It's got 4,000 followers. It's a check mark that's bought because they're subscribed to Twitter Blue. Okay, this is like the schedule release. Like, I'm looking. Like, this is terrible streaming content, me just scrolling through this. And it's not even a report. It says rumor. Guys, like, I don't know how to. I mean, listen, it's a PSA. We'll do it as much as we need to do it. But, like, let's just take a little time to vet the things that you're getting some of this information from. I know that it's a big wide world out there in the internet and that a lot of stuff is flying around all the time. But again, credibility does matter in these situations. And rather than bogging things like the primetime show down with fake reports and then me having to go up and look account. You remember that schedule leak account that was just leaking schedule dates for games and all these different things? And people were, you know, people had their damn like charts and they're trying to graph out everything. They're trying to figure it out, connect the dots. Ooh, NFL schedule leaks said this. Ooh, NFL schedule leaks said that, NFL schedule leaks, blah, 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 blah. And then the NFL schedule leaks account came out after the fact and said, ha ha, mother bleepers, I got you. I just been making shit up. Made you look. Straight up. That was a thing. And I remember people, you know, bitching at us. I mean, like me and Robert and Lucas, because we weren't talking about it on the radio, weren't talking about it on the primetime show. And then sure enough, it's just some dude who's out here trolling because the internet is, again, a big confusing place and it's easy to get got out there. I'm not mad at people for, you know, asking about these things, but I do, you know, it literally takes two. Do you see how long it took me to suss out that that was not credible? Like, it literally took me clicking on the account, checking to see if they'd paid for their check mark, which, by the way, that's okay sometimes. And then going through their situation and seeing rumor. Fuck it. Excuse my language, but like a rumor. Come on. Let's not get crazy. Anyway. Danny Sutherland says for $10. I don't know if Danny is trying to pay me $10. Again, where does this money go? I'm fascinated to know where this money goes. Let's get back on track with Rand's background, Buck. What do the analytics say about these players? So relative athletic scores, the RAS system, these players do grade out well, especially the defensive guys. Now, offensive lineman Dillard is a higher level athletic prospect. Brunskill is not that, but he is a versatile player in ways that require versatility, right? It doesn't necessarily, his athleticism doesn't have to be off the charts for him to be competent enough to play guard, tackle, and center, all of which he has done throughout the course of his career. Eric Alonzo says, Buck, my kids are watching, bro. Well, how am I going to know that, Eric? Like, you know, like I think it's prime time. It's on after eight. I tell your kids it's a bad word not to say it. Like, I can't raise your kids for you, Eric. That's not my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, respectfully to everybody's children. I don't have any children, so I don't know what it takes to raise children. So I'm going to talk to you like adults. I'm not going to talk to you like children because I'm operating in the assumption that children are not here. But again, maybe, you know, tell them it's a bad word, don't say it, and not make it my responsibility to have to tell your children or talk differently because your children are around. I can't help you there. Okay, let's keep it moving. So athletically, these players do test out as higher upside players than they've previously shown or that their opportunities have necessarily lent themselves to. Now, I don't know how that's going to translate. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know that it's not going to work. I'm just curious to see what happens, and you understand kind of the process that they've gone through. So, Xavier says, who Buck thinks he is? I think I'm somebody without children, so don't make me responsible for your children. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying at this point. Let's keep it moving on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. So, scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that the Titans haven't signed a pass catcher, not just a wide receiver, not just a tight end, not just a third down running back? Because Dontrell Hilliard was on a one-year deal, and I haven't seen anything about them retaining him, although I wouldn't necessarily hate it for the right price. But this is a talented running back draft class and talented tight end draft class. Receiver less so, but there are functional players. Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that the Titans have not signed a pass catcher? Any player from any of those three positions that would be regarded as an asset in your passing game? Let me know on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. We will discuss at length together right after I remind you that the Primetime Show is presented by TrueMap Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMapFitness.com. Check out their workouts. You can even try them out yourself. Take it for a test drive. Your first workout is free at TrueMap Fitness in the Gulch. Nobody puts together better plans. The workouts are never recycled or repeated. If the group workouts are not for you, I personally enjoy the classes, but you may not. And that's okay. You can go and get personal training. You can just go work out on your own time because they've got an open gym. All options available to you as a part of their great membership programs. A new way to work out, a better way to work out for you to achieve your goals at TrueMathFitness.com. So, looking at the B Friend says A to Z Sports does not believe in being fruitful and multiplying. No, I guess none of us have kids, do we? Well, no, I mean, at least when I say none of us, I mean Austin, Zach, and myself. And maybe that's just because there's so many more A to Z people, guys, that I just don't know because like they're all over the place now. And I know that we have like a version of me in Dallas, which is crazy to me. Because I'll see it on my timeline every once in a while and be like, wait, who's that guy? Mauricio, he's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of different A to Z dudes. Now, the three of us, and I almost said like the main three, but that sounds super disrespectful to everybody else. But like, you know, the three of us who have been here the longest is probably how I should say it. Zach, Austin, myself, I guess none of us have kids at this point. Anyway, let's see. So, looking at the situation, for the Titans pass catchers, right? You have no new wide receivers. You have NWI who was retained. You have four wide receivers under contract right now. You have NWI, you have Treylon Burks, Kyle Phillips, you have Racy McMath, and then you have NWI. Now, scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of concern that they have not, signed a pass catcher? I mean, they seem like they have opportunities to do so, given where the market is. Not like it's not crazy, especially for the wide receivers. Now, they may feel that they need to go even more cost effective than that, and they may not necessarily like what's out there. These are not game changing players. These are not high leverage players. And by the way, receivers don't necessarily, they're not dying to play in Tennessee, right? That's something that we have to talk about. And in fact, Robert, if you're making notes on segments for later in the week, the idea that wide receivers may not want to come here like that. It's like David Long, right? David Long, who took a deal with the Dolphins that made everybody here look around and say, well, what the hell? 2 years, $11.5 million. The Titans couldn't find that. And it's a different situation because the Titans clearly weren't interested in getting in on the David Long market long-term. But also, it assumes that David Long took like the biggest financial offer out there. Probably not the case. David Long went to play for a competitor. Now, the Dolphins would have leverage in that spot and look around and be like, hey, you know, you've got your former head coach out here questioning your durability. It's going to hurt your market, but we'll do a short-term deal with you. We'll give you the opportunity to prove Mike Vrabel wrong and your soft tissue injuries wrong, and we'll go out there and we'll try and win a Super Bowl, right? 2 years, 11 and a half, it'll be a perfect fit. Come hang out in Miami. So David Long, and I don't know that there were better financial offers out there, but I know that probably wasn't the best financial offer that David Long got. So David Long kind of, you know, did a risk assessment, for lack of a better term, in his representation, and said, okay, do we want to go play for the most possible money and just go to a terrible team or a place that we don't feel like is right? Or do we want to take the lesser option, the offer that doesn't look as good on paper but does give me the best opportunity to succeed, both because the defense will benefit from his presence there if he can stay on the field. And, you know, I think Miami is going to be looked at as maybe not a Super Bowl favorite because their division is a bit of a shit show right now. But I think that, they will be looked at as one of the teams that will be considered one of the top contenders in football this year with the things that they've gone about acquiring. So I think that, to take all those things into consideration, Big Dog says 8, 3.5, not that concerned for Dion. Jeffrey says 8, Jeff Roberts at a 9.3. He's stressing about the lack of wide receiver or pass catcher generally talent. Darius says 10 out of 10. He is not happy about the lack of pass catchers at this point. They don't have a lack of off-ball linebackers, though. That seems to be the position that they've fortified the most thus far, offensive line as well. But looking around at the pass catcher market, I think they would still benefit from adding a veteran and not settling for NWI in that role. Now, NWI, it's not like Nick isn't capable of doing that, right? Like, I think Nick could handle it well. I think we're probably not giving him as much credit as he deserves. He's a veteran NFL wide receiver at this point. He's just not the most physically gifted or best wide receiver in the world. I think that's okay. You don't have to be, you know, Julio Jones can be the most talented player in the world, and it really not matter to have Julio's veteran presence in there for the rest of wide receivers. You know, you just need better players. And if NWI can be the one who kind of oversees all of it as the elder statesman after, I think, heading into year 5, NWI is, I think that can be an equitable solution, but the talent has to come from somewhere, right? So they're signing off ball linebackers. This was Rand Carthon talking specifically about the David Long replacement, Azeez Alshayer.
I think it's the guy you guys saw is totally different from the guy when it's time to go on the grass. You know, he's a maniac, on the grass, but one of the most calming and even keel, humble spirits that you'll meet, off the field. Very thoughtful, very conscientious. He's one that I'm not going to be surprised if he logged the most community service hours of guys on the team. But what I love about Azeez is just the tenacity that he plays with. He's, you know, full tilt every single snap. And he's a guy that in this phase of his career, coming into year five, I believe, like he really wants to step into a leadership role. You know, he's kind of been in Fred's shadow and Dre's shadow in San Francisco. So he's really looking forward to it, really wants to embrace being a leader.
You're giving NWI credit, Aubrey says, because he went to Indiana, LOL. No, if anything, I think that's a mark against him because, you know, like my alma mater is there's a reason that everybody from Indiana is an Indiana basketball fan and a Notre Dame football fan, because Indiana football is, you know, a minor league program as far as that's concerned. But listen, to NWI's credit, he played Big Ten college football. He made it in the NFL as an undrafted rookie free agent. So maybe there's a great deal that the draft picks can learn from a guy like that, who's obviously had to overcome adversity because he's been, you know, the butt of a lot of jokes and still found ways to make an NFL roster. So I do think that for as critical as a lot of people want to be of NWI the player, I do think that that may ignore the person that they feel like is capable of handling the role that we all keep stressing about, the veteran wide receiver presence that the Titans need to have in the room. So Hunter Boyd says, we don't have a QB3. No, I think more accurately, you don't have a QB2, because I don't think Malik Willis is that yet, but we will see how things go. Let's go ahead and wrap this up with, this is a free site, the best thing that I saw on the internet this weekend. The question we're going to ask you is this: yes or BS? Those are the two response options. Yes or BS? Sean Payton's comments on Jerry Jeudy today. Now, if you haven't seen the tweet, I'm going to put it up there for you. Yes or BS to this tweet, this statement from from Sean Payton, Broncos coach, on Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. Yes or BS, do you believe Sean Payton when he says, I see and read just like everyone else, but we're not trading those two players? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that Primetime is made possible by our friends at the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Get the dream address without the stress. Get the intel edge you need to succeed with the best real estate agents out there. The Ashton Real Estate Group at GaryAshton.com. It'll help you sell your home without any showings or stagings, help you find your next home so you can sell your current one and capitalize on this red-hot Nashville real estate market. The team that your favorite teams trust, you can find them at GaryAshton.com. So yes or BS, Sean Payton being asked at the NFL owners meetings about two young wide receivers who may be interesting trade targets, because the Broncos obviously are without a significant amount of draft capital. So Sean Payton was asked about the rumors of them possibly trading Courtland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy and tells Tom Pelissero, I see and read just like everyone else, but we're not trading those two players. Now, you know, I asked Robert this question earlier and said, how often do you believe things that NFL coaches say? Because I do think, you know, there are some who are transparent. There are some who actively don't say anything, so they're not going to lie to you, but they're not going to tell you what's going on either, which I think is, which I think Mike Vrabel fits into the category of, at least podium-wise, press conference-wise. I think that's Mike, where he'll just not answer you to death. And, you know, occasionally when you ask him good football questions, he'll give you good football answers. But, you know, for the most part, Mark's just going to kind of schluff you off. Or do you believe them to be, on a regular basis, kind of BSing? Now, this is BS season, right? So yes or BS. Troy Anderson says BS on that. William Jones agrees. Chris Frazier, Troy Davis all saying BS. I haven't seen a yes at this point. Do you take him, Sean Payton at his word? But I do think, that the Titans, I do think that Sean Payton, you know, is more upfront. He is definitely available and he definitely gives honest answers or forthright answers. Now, could things change between the time that Sean Payton's asked this question and hypothetically a trade for Jerry Jeudy or Courtland Sutton goes down and he says, well, the factors changed, right? The factors changed from the time that I was asked that question to the time that we did a, you know, a hypothetical deal. That could happen. But I do think Sean Payton is always, at least in all the commentary I've seen from Sean Payton and the people who cover him, he does seem to be fairly forthright in those things. Now, you know, I think coaches this time of year, especially coaches with that kind of power that Sean Payton has, you know, I think there's probably a degree of BS to it. I don't think anybody can say anything definitively. It's like Mike Vrabel saying that AJ Brown would, you know, is not on the trade block as long as Mike Vrabel's the head coach. And then what happened? AJ Brown got traded. So some of it can be unintentional. They can mean what they say and then it not happen because, again, you know, things outside of their control. So that's going to do it for us tonight on the Primetime Show. Thanks for hanging out with us here on this Sunday. Should the Titans add Taylor Lewan for a year, says Mr. Jones? Well, no, I think Dillard kind of removes them from the Taylor Lewan market at this stage. I don't think it kind of does. I think it does remove them from the Taylor Lewan market. I think any additional left tackles that you add would be at a rookie contract as opposed to a more expensive veteran. So that's going to do it for us tonight. As I said, thanks for hanging out. Radio show tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, not a ton of to talk about in local basketball, but we'll play more of the comments that we didn't get to hear from Rand Carthon on his signings in free agency. We'll talk about this wide receiver situation, and we'll have a great time doing it. Starts at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone. So I think that we will, if we don't catch you there, we'll see you tomorrow night on A to Z Sports Prime Time. See you guys.
Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.